World oil prices have fallen dramatically since their summertime highs of more than $140 a barrel. In southeast Alaska, prices for heating oil and gasoline have declined much more slowly. In some communities, prices have actually increased since this summer. Angoon, Gustavus, Cake, Pelican, Point Baker, and Thorne Bay all report gasoline prices increasing from June to mid-October. In all those communities except Gustavus and Thorne Bay, heating oil prices also increased. The State's Division of Community and Regional Affairs surveyed fuel prices across Alaska last month. Southeast Alaska Native leaders meeting this week in Juneau say energy costs are crippling their communities. The state's Power Cost Equalization Program subsidizes electricity in many villages that rely on diesel generators. But Representative Bill Thomas of Haines says the subsidy isn't offered to businesses, schools, or organizations.
Businesses don't get PCE. They're paying the top 63 cents for electricity. Well, anybody knows that they're paying for it, but if you're buying a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, you're paying for that darn thing.
The state of Alaska has poured more money into programs to help homeowners lower their heating bills, but those programs are struggling to keep up with demand in a year of record-breaking energy costs. Sherry Simmons is with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. She told the Southeast Alaska Native Summit yesterday that more than 10,000 people statewide are on waiting lists for rebates on the cost of making their homes more energy efficient. Simmons says the bottleneck is getting a home energy rating to qualify for a rebate.
The raters were overwhelmed. They couldn't get to the phone calls and do their ratings, and people were getting very frustrated.
The state is training more energy raters, but Simmons says there's even a waiting list to get into those classes.